Seattle residents were horrified when King County dumped millions of gallons of raw sewage into Puget Sound. Officials blamed it on a malfunction at a waste treatment plant, but raw sewage dumps aren't as rare as you might think. Even when no disasters happen, cities with combined sewers for their stormwater and sewage have to dump untreated wastewater into rivers, lakes, and bays during heavy rainstorms. EarthFix reporter Eilish O'Neill headed out to learn whether King County's infrastructure is prepared to handle the heavier rain that climate change could bring.
Today, one of the three boilers at the West Point wastewater treatment plant is working, heating water to the ideal temperature for the microorganisms that digest Seattle's sewage. That's an improvement since February, when an electrical outage followed by a mechanical failure caused massive flooding inside the plant.
This was all underwater here.
Christy True is the director of the King County Department of Natural Resources and Parks. She's gesturing at the West Point plant's entire boiler room, which must be at least 20 feet tall. Saying it was underwater is putting a polite spin on things.
So this was completely submerged. All of this has to get rebuilt, put back together.
In Seattle, Portland, and dozens of other cities across the country, toilets, storm drains, and street runoff all drain into the same pipe. So West Point treats a mix of stormwater and sewage. The day of the electrical outage, it was raining hard, and wastewater was rushing into the plant, hundreds of millions of gallons of it during those 24 hours.
At that kind of flow rate, there's very little time to get the equipment back up and running again. The operators were trying to control the flow, and they had 2,100 alarms going off at that time. It was very intense.
The nine workers at the plant didn't fix things in time, so they ended up having to dump 180 million gallons of untreated wastewater into Puget Sound. Power outages happen, machinery fails, and climate change is expected to bring heavier rainstorms to the Pacific Northwest.
The heaviest rain events are going to get more intense after 2050, maybe not until 2070s, 2080s.
Guillaume Moshe is a climate scientist at the University of Washington.
Where that becomes important for stormwater is that stormwater infrastructure is long-lived.
Even in a normal year, King County dumps about 800 million gallons of raw sewage into its waterways in what are called combined sewer overflows, or CSOs. University of Washington professor Scott Meschke says that's because when it rains too much in too short a time,
those pipes start to flow too full, and so they start to back up. And in order to prevent that, you have the overflow. Didn't have a CSO. It would go into people's basement, out the toilets.
Cities are trying to limit how much untreated wastewater they dump into waterways. But upgrading infrastructure is expensive. Just a few years ago, Portland taxpayers spent over $1 billion on new sewage pipes. The big pipe project means Portland can handle a lot more rain. King County's also working on a big pipe, which will capture water along the ship canal and reduce wastewater overflows there. But neither of those pipes can handle every possible rainstorm. So both Portland and King County are looking at ways to keep stormwater from entering the combined sewer system in the first place. John Phillips is with the King County Wastewater Treatment Division. Today, he's showing off a curbside rain garden on Orca Street in Seattle's Georgetown neighborhood. The curb is cut so the water from the street can flow into the garden, which is a tangle of native ferns and grasses and bushes.
That's a snowberry. There's a holly. The tall fescue at the bottom, which is the grassy stuff there, covers up the bottom area so the soil stays kind of moist.
So the water trickles down into the soil instead of flowing into the treatment pipe.
Long term, we think that's going to help with any changes in the climate. What that means is building up our climate resiliency. If we're absorbing more water, then we're going to have less water in the system.
King County's goal is to have all the additional tanks and tunnels and all the rain gardens and bioswales up and running by 2030. In Seattle, I'm Eilish O'Neill.